Today's segment of the Blog Talk Radio is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services Consumer Advocacy Program, celebrating over 18 years of rebuilding, renewing, and restoring consumers' credit all over the world. Check them out today at youtube.com/TheMcGirt, facebook.com/CRES Services Consumer Advocacy Program. You'll be glad you did. They can be reached at 910-813-8525 or email CRESServices@Outlook.com. You'll be glad you did. They're rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the McGirt Show today on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt and youtube.com/TheMcGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show. We're everywhere, all over social media. I'm so happy to have with us, all the way from Houston, Texas, Mr. Dre K, who is a music artist, and we're so happy to have him with us today. You can catch us each week on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt. And Mr. Dre, we want to thank you for taking time out your schedule to join us on this interview today. Kind of give us the intro to who you are and where you're originally from and how it all got started.
Okay, I'm going to but my family starts right out of Houston, Texas. The one that happened in Houston, Texas. I started doing this like with my family. My family had gospel back in the day, back in the 80s. My brothers and my sister, my mom and dad were Houston Christians. That's kind of like what got us started from all of us. Musicians are singers. And after doing years with my family, I went on to play guitar and bass for other artists. And then I was hired by the Williams Brothers from Smithfield, Mississippi, and became a member of them. I've been there for 20 years even now. That's pretty much where it comes from, you know.
What was that moment that really inspired you to do what you're doing now, like that aha moment that this is what I want to do? What was it that actually made you say, this is me here, as people often say?
That would be around 1982.
Okay.
Music auditorium Coliseum in downtown Houston, gospel missionary, gospel by the name of the Mighty Crowd of the Joy. You see how they had a version there come to town all the time, and right there, my mom and dad were making their business take us every single year when they came to town, and on that particular package or concert was the Mighty Crowd. In the music. And I'm always going to come from the heart.
is, if somebody were to ask, who is Mr. Dre Tate? Who is that person? Like, if I went to Oxford, Texas to hang out with you, what's a typical day hanging out with Mr. Dre Tate? What is that like?
A typical day is Dre Tate. I'm really that thing.
Faith, or we go very heavy and strong in religion, tribulation, and you just proved that you're like a walking testimony. Kind of share how you, what would you say to the person with that, you know, we've seen all this tragedy, especially in the recent current events, and especially people of color from slavery to segregation, and some feel like, Lord, I want to divorce, I'm done, I'm tired of you, go. I'm not doing no more church, I'm done, I'm not giving no more money to church. What would you say to that person who feels like they had it? Because of the
times
and trials.
And I'll be the first to say, you know, firsthand that the time is going to get everybody, it's going to get everybody, man. And the situation, I've been through it all. You know, I've been through that church hurt, job hurt, home hurt, industry. But what always struck me is one of the people of scripture, and in this living, I try to be, you know, chemical and everything like that, but it's not just what's real. You know, it's just stupid. It's what carried me. I'm not sure what scripture here is quite, but it's one of my favorite scriptures in this city. First King of Heaven, all his rights, all these things on the end. It's one of my favorites. So it's basically putting your priorities in his right to pick. You know, I seek God before I seek anything else. Saying that the problem's not going to come, but I believe that the problems, when the problems, the issues, the struggles of life, when they come, it should make us stronger, you know, to where when we're faced with different things again, because you're not just going to go through an issue once, you're going to go through issues all the time. Matter of fact, my dad, my grandpa used to say, you're going to live until you die. Basically, what he's saying is, you're going to go through it until you die. So, go through it. Make it stronger. Let it make you wiser. Let it make you better. Let it give you more patience. You know what I'm saying? Patience to not just run off all the time, because you can't solve everything by running. Sometimes you got to face the issues and face the situation and learn from it. God might be breaking to you to bring you something better. So, you got to know how to deal with it.
And I got to give you a compliment on this, because you don't realize you share not only advice, but you share us some wisdom. Because we live in an age where we want everything now. We want it quick. We got, you know, everything got to be fast. It's got to be good. It's got to be right. Or we don't want it. And you said something very powerful on the evening. You said, you got to live for your
time.
I appreciate you sharing it, because I got a lot of young listeners, and I have young interns that work with me, and I listen to them. They want everything gotta be right now, or like the first problem in cooperation, they want to leave the person.
right. Yeah, that's true. There's no substance. You know what I'm saying? It's just like. And I do agree with that, because I talk to my children, and I have my own daughter, teenagers, too. And I tell them, you just run away from everything. You know, because if you keep running away from stuff, man, sometimes just you can stay there and get the lesson out of it, you know. Because a lot of times we make our own bed, and we got to lay them, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times God can put you together with that person.
You don't realize you gave So, you know, those type of things make a big difference whenever, you know, we're dealing with that sort of thing. And it makes a big difference in our lives.
Leaving the voicemail box of 8-3-3-5-7-3.
You know, so I know it kind of cuts off. Are you back? Yeah, because phone is closed. I do apologize for that, but I do appreciate your wisdom on Shaka. I think everybody needed to know that, you know, that's what it's about. That's what life is about. It's fine. It's going to get hard sometimes, and we got to hang in there. Now, kind of take us into, and I want to thank you, too, because I want to share with the listeners how I came across your music was at the George Floyd funeral. Kind of take us into when you got the news about that whole incident.
Well, but a lot of people don't know that I'm actually part of the family. You know, my ex-wife is the first cousin of George Floyd. And me and George, I literally knew George before I knew my ex-wife. And so, because, you know, we're both the same age. He was in the rap game in Houston, locally in Houston. And I was around the rap game. My brothers were more into it than I was, but I was a young guy. But I used to hang around all the time, and I remember him from back in the day. You know, the Third Ward. I grew up in Park, part of Houston, Texas, South Park. So I knew him. You know, we hadn't really had a lot of words or anything, but we was around each other. We all were on the same crew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I married his first cousin, we met for the first time and shook hands and had the conversation the first time we met, and that was actually at his brother PJ's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole thing was personal, but I got a call. I actually seen the video the Monday on Memorial Day that night. Facebook or something like that, but I was asleep at night, and I was scrolling, and I actually seen a video. I saw it, but I really didn't have that mind to really just look at it and gravitate on it, so I just shut it down, because I didn't want to go to sleep with that on my brain.
Right.
So, Tuesday morning, about 6 a.m., my ex-wife, she called me, and she was crying, she told me, she said, did you see the video of the guy who was killed by the police officer that had a knee on his neck? And I said, yeah, I looked at that a little bit last night. And she said, well, that was my cousin George. That's George.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally dropped. I was completed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fight has been the last month. Since he passed away, it's been really, really rough. I've been really, really emotional about it.
Mm-hmm.
And even looking at the news and all the other stuff that's going on, I've been really, really emotional. So I kind of distanced myself from people and from social media and decided to really, get over this kind of stuff. I write. And I record,
mm-hmm.
and I make music, and I share my heart
mm-hmm.
through music. So that's what this upcoming single is pretty much all about.
Yes, kind of take us into the background of the new single as well.
Well, I was always a Sam Cooke fan.
Okay, I remember him.
Sam Cooke pretty much grew up in the gospel. Arena. He was with the world famous soulsters from Chicago, so he was one of the the most common people, lead singers for the soulsters, and he journeyed from soulsters to rock and roll, rock and pop music, and so I followed his career. He's always been one of my favorite singers, very debonair type of guy, you know. Can sing his face off. He can sing his face he was banging on her bitch. And he was very, very loved by everybody, but I followed him, and I followed his career, studied on his career, and I seen how educated he was, how smart, how much of a businessman he was. But he also had a heart, man. He had a heart for a people. And when he was, I don't know what he was thinking, when he was refused at that Louisiana motel at that time, and when I saw him coming because of the country, and when we spied him the right, the change is going to come. But whatever that was that he felt, I feel it now, looking at some of the same stuff that they promised him. I'm looking at some of the same stuff happening now. So it was kind of like, I decided to pick up a mantle, of sort, do this song again, basically.
It makes sense, because when you, and I want to compliment you in all due respect, when they introduce you to do that song, you don't even look like what you shared that you've been through. I would have known you had been through the things you shared just on the interview, and I know you hadn't shared everything, because if we had time, you could have written probably a whole book, but I would have known that you had been through those things, because that's how I met you, singing the song at the memorial service, and that's how I reached out to you, so you have no idea. That just goes, you never know who you touch when you go and do what's, like you say, you pick up the mantle.
Right. That's pretty much what my whole state of mind is now. So Change Is Gonna Come is actually coming out June 10th. It's crazy how this happened. It's the June 10th celebrations and all that stuff like that. I never knew until I was told, well, it's gonna release on June 19th. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Now it's all coming together now. It's going to be released on Mill Williams Entertainment label, and it's going to be available on all of these outlets, everything. So I'm really looking forward. I have finished the funeral. I've been getting some great responses. A lot of people have really been touched by my rendition of the classic. But things are going to come, and I thank God for it. I never thought in one day I would be all over the world in one day. I'm really grateful for it. Y'all really got a chance to see my heart. It was very tough. Everybody asked me, like, how was the performance? How did you feel? Well, I felt like I was, like, by myself, and, like, it was an out-of-body type of thing. I was very emotional because I'm standing there, and right in front of me is a man that I know personally, and he was family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a hard feeling for me. So I had to kind of like put the personal side. I had to put it to the side for a minute, and I had to muster up that professionalism, and it lasted the 3 minutes and 35 seconds of that song. But right before the end of that song, and I got ready to walk off, I said, God bless you, Lord, and I felt the personal coming back to the point to where I was gonna bust. So I had to leave the stage, because I didn't wanna really be too emotional and kind of thing. So it was rough. It was hard, but I thank God that I got through it, and I thank God that it blessed so many people. That's what I'm really thankful for. A lot of people got a chance to really feel my heart. They see the things that's going on TV. They see the racism. They see the all the craziness that's going on. And people paying up, and they won't change, And I'm just trying to be that guy to just try to empower everybody that's getting it done,
Well, I don't know if you are aware of this, to kind of confirm what you said. I'm all the way in North Carolina. Your song, when I reached out to you on social media, I had never met you. I've never seen you before. To my knowledge, I've never been in the same room with you. You reached all the way in North Carolina, and now in the interview, my show goes all over the world. We're in third world countries every Saturday at 4:30. So it confirms what you said.
That's great. I'm just glad to be a part. I'm glad we hooked up. I'm glad I got a chance to do this.
y'all need to come together. You already got to come together, man. It's enough unnecessary chopping down of brothers and sisters, and not to be biased, but my black race, we struggle a lot of years. We struggle a lot of years, and I never would have thought. Now, I've been alive 46 years. I never would have thought that things 2020 that I studied when I was in school that was happening in the 60s.
Wow.
I never thought about these stuff like that, but to see it when I was online, to see a black man die at the hands of a police officer in front of the world.
The world. The world.
In front of the world, man. It wasn't on it black. Video. We sit there and we seen George die in front of the world. And even the other young man that just was killed in Atlanta, it's just crazy. It don't make sense. So change gotta come, man. We gotta get some changing going on here.
And I wanna give you a chance to share with our listeners as time closes. We always have the time go by fast and having a good time. How can people get your CD on social media? How can they reach out to you to support your music and what you're doing? And share everything you want to share on how they can book you, how they can reach out to you for your music, all of that.
Okay, well, you can reach me on social media networks, on social media platforms.
Email us at the McGirt Show at Outlook.com, and thank you all for tuning in.